The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Oh, it was a seizing defeat from the jaws of victory after considerable success in the midterms. What happens? Classified documents found in Joe Biden's possession. Well, at the Penn Biden Center and also in his home and in the boot of his car, it seemed to be shooting himself in the foot, wittingly or unwittingly. Now, to get some insight into the damage this may have done Joe Biden, I'm joined by Larry Donnelly, NUIG law lecturer. Actually, it's University of Galway now, is it not? And journalist.ie columnist. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, all was going so well for Joe Biden. He wasn't being really hammered by the inflation figures. COVID had waxed and waned, but currently waning. He did well in the midterms, considering that the Republicans should have a very comfortable majority in the House and do not. And then the Kevin McCarthy fiasco for the Republicans. And then they find classified documents.
Yeah, Pat, as you say, it was all looking good for President Biden. And, you know, make no mistake, he was, you know, planning, or we still await an announcement about his 2024 intentions. Everything was looking very good. He had dispelled an awful lot of the doubts about him, both outside the party and within his own party. And then lo and behold, we get the revelation that these classified documents were discovered. And indeed, the revelation of these classified documents were actually discovered before the midterm elections took place. President Biden has a lot of questions to answer here, I think. But that having been said, Pat, this differs in a whole range of aspects from former President Trump and his boxes upon boxes of documents in Mar-a-Lago. But the bottom line is this. Biden rightly condemned Donald Trump for having classified documents. He now has to live by the same standard.
Now, we don't know how deeply classified they were, what they contained, whether they're even relevant as classified documents today. But Biden, anyways, come out with his hands up and said, yeah, didn't know. Sorry, not my fault, but I have to take the hit on this. Whereas Donald Trump, he did some magical thinking. He said, if I say they're unclassified, they're now or declassified, they are now declassified. And he didn't want to give them back.
Absolutely. That's why the two scenarios are distinguishable in many ways. That having been said, Pat, there are a couple of key points to consider. One is that whether we like it or not, Donald Trump plays the game by entirely different rules to everyone else. People who are going to vote for him, people who are thinking about voting for him, really don't care what he does. Consciously or subconsciously, people hold Joe Biden to a much higher standard than that. And at the end of the day, he was condemning of Donald Trump. No question, he was right to do so. But he even since the revelation came forward, he and his administration have not handled this well. Down to his kind of glib statement that when another batch of documents were found, he said, "Look, they were next to my Corvette in a locked garage. They weren't. It's not as if they were out on the streets." This kind of glibness about the documents, I think, won't work to his advantage. And again, now we have a special counsel who's been appointed to look at this situation. And again, there are lots of questions here that need to be answered. And one of those questions I adverted to earlier was that, look, these documents were discovered before the midterm elections. Why is it that they weren't revealed, or why wasn't this information disclosed prior to the midterms, and was there a political motivation there?
Yeah, and maybe there was, but then you can go back to James Comey and Hillary Clinton and the timing of revelations and so on. You know, this is a dirty game, this politics, is it not?
It certainly is. And herein lies potentially a big danger for Joe Biden. And again, Democrats and Biden's defenders are absolutely right to note the huge distinction between this and Donald Trump's situation. But the problem is, Pat, is that the average voter doesn't look past the first line of the story and recalls Hillary Clinton had documents. Donald Trump had documents. Joe Biden had documents. They're all the same. There's really not much difference between any of them. And that, at the end of the day, does not work to Joe Biden's advantage, especially when, as you said in the intro, Joe Biden was riding high.
Now, what about his possible candidacy in the 2024 presidential election? I mean, both of the potential acknowledged candidates, Trump and Biden, will be getting on a bit. That's for sure. But whereas in the Republican side, on the Republican side, there are a number of people throwing shapes about their ambitions. On the Democratic side, it seems to be Joe or nobody.
Well, I don't think that's the case. I think out of respect for the sitting president, no one is, you know, has put his or her name forward. But behind closed doors, Pat, you can be sure that there are numerous aspirants waiting in the wings who are watching this all unfold very carefully to see what Joe Biden is going to decide. I had expressed an awful lot of doubt about Joe Biden's capacity to run for re-election at age 82. I think that that's shared, again, behind closed doors by an awful lot of Democrats. And indeed, there's some conjecture out there in social media that either the big state is behind the revelation about this to damage Joe Biden as he was about to announce his intentions for 2024, or even that some Democrats might be behind it. At the very least, I think some of those potential Democratic aspirants, who include people like Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, California Governor Gavin Newsom, Pete Buttigieg, a host of others, are watching this with keen interest. And if Joe Biden decides that he can't run for re-election for this reason or for a variety of other reasons, will very, very quickly put their names forward and begin what would be a very interesting dogfight for the Democratic nomination.
Kamala Harris, you know, I know that she will chair the Senate and, you know, that's one of the jobs that she can do. But to me, you know, from this perspective on this side of the Atlantic, she seems like the invisible woman. What's gone wrong?
Yeah, it's very interesting, Pat. I think you need to even go back to her. Remember, she ran for president, her own candidacy for president, amidst great fanfare, amidst raising an awful lot of money. And the unfortunate thing from her point of view was once the Democratic primary electorate got to know her, they didn't get to like her. And indeed, Joe Biden has been plagued by unfavorability since he became president, although that had spiked recently. But Kamala Harris's numbers are even worse than Joe Biden's. She's in a very, very difficult place. And indeed, the one job that Joe Biden specifically gave her responsibility for, which was the southern border, which, you know, regardless of how you feel about American immigration policy, it's been a chaotic disaster. So that hasn't exactly rubbed off well on her. So look, if Biden doesn't go for re-election, she certainly, I would imagine, will stand. Do I think she'll be the nominee? Given everything I've seen transpire thus far, I don't think so.
Larry Donnelly, law lecturer at the University of Galway and columnist with the Journal.ie. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.